HarperCollins presents Take Me Home by Melanie Sweeney. Read by Brittany Presley and Zachary Weber.
For Mom and Josh. Chapter 1. When Hazel zipped into the parking lot of the living room cafe, the old clunker with its faded indie rock bumper stickers and duct tape license plate frame wasn't there. Which meant, more importantly, the owner of the car wasn't there. A Christmas miracle. With only 2 hours to finish and submit the final paper of her first semester of graduate school, the last thing Hazel needed standing, or sitting in her way, was Ash Campbell. She'd hustled to the cafe directly from proctoring her advisor's intro to psychology final, her last chore as Dr. Sheffield's favorite errand girl. Hustled, even though she knew that more than likely Ash had already swooped in and taken her study spot. He had an infuriatingly reliable 5:05 arrival time. But she'd hoped anyway. She needed this. And damn it, by sheer willpower and a few questionable rolling stops, and apparently some favor from the cosmos because her clock now read 5:07, she'd beat him here. Finally, a small mercy. Hazel marched into the cafe, head held high, already pulling her laptop from her messenger bag and angling for the back corner. Except, she checked out the front window again. No, his car still wasn't in the lot. And yet, there he sat, across the cafe in her chair, monopolizing the only working outlet in the place. Ash's eyes, dark as black coffee, lifted to hers just as a chilly December gust blew the door shut and knocked her forward. She dropped her laptop back into her bag. "You're here," she accused.
"Rough day."
He gestured vaguely at her with his coffee mug before grinning into a sip. Yeah, she was wearing an ugly plaid shirt from the back of her closet because she hadn't done laundry in 2 weeks. Her hair was falling from the hasty bun she jammed a pencil through when her hair tie broke, and she was practically vibrating from the 3 coffees she'd already downed this afternoon. So what?
"You missed a button," he said.
She refused to give him the satisfaction of checking her shirt. "I have to finish a paper." Ash leaned back into the velvety green wingback chair, one ankle propped over the other leg in indulgent leisure. It was a comfortable chair, big enough to sit cross-legged while she worked, but fancy too. A seat of power, as though every word Hazel wrote while sitting in it deserved to be leather-bound and embossed. If ever she needed that power, she needed it right now. He looked pointedly at all the unoccupied seats between them, but she didn't follow his gaze. None of the other tables had outlets. None of the other chairs had the green one's magic. They'd had this argument 100 times. With a huff, she crossed the threshold to the front counter.
"Isn't the semester over?"
Ash asked across the cafe. "Not for 2 more hours," he tisked.
"Cutting it pretty close."
"Shut up," he laughed as she yanked out a stool.
"I put your Swiss Miss abomination on the menu."
He nodded at the sign above the counter. In his aggressive, spiky handwriting, the newest edition read, "Baby's First Coffee." 1 time she'd mixed a hot chocolate packet into her coffee. "It's basically a mocha," she snapped.
"The tiny marshmallows really elevate things, too."
"I don't have time for this." The kitchen door swung open, and Cammie emerged, her natural curls swept back with her usual sunshine yellow head wrap. She gave Hazel a bright,
"Hey, hon,"
over a shallow crate of mugs before she began restocking the open shelves with them, the tattoos on her sculpted brown arms flexing. At the living room, the default was a "for here" cup, mostly thrift store finds. The mugs were mismatched in size and style. All the tables and chairs were too, salvaged and given their second, or third, or fourth home. With all its eclectic art, warm lamps, plants, and cozy nooks, it was homey. Not like any home Hazel had ever lived in, but still, it would have been a perfect student coffee house, except it was too far from campus to cross most undergrads' radar. Plus, the one espresso machine was in constant disrepair, limiting the menu to drip coffee, teas, sandwiches, chips, and if you came early enough, the muffin of the day. Several other places offered triple shot lattes and a dozen types of baked goods until 2 a.m., like the surrounding bars. She'd found the cafe back around midterms on the heels of a breakdown in her tiny apartment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?